Hi, and welcome to Mouse Chat. I'm Lisa, and joining me today, I've got Chris, Sharpie, Lauren, and Steve. Welcome, gang.
Hello, Lisa.
Howdy, hi. Lisa.
Hey, how is everyone doing?
Fabulous.
Just ducky. I've gone 2 weeks without losing my phone.
Good job.
You know what? You were such a mess.
It was a train wreck.
It's like the first time you've ever truly been a mess for like more than 5 minutes in my presence.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. I'm not gonna lie.
You were stressing.
I kept stealing my phone.
I'm travel with a backup phone from now on.
You should.
I'm not kidding.
Give us a quick update, Lauren.
On your phone. Oh, I got my phone. I'm good.
Are you holding it right now?
I am. I've been caressing it for 2 weeks.
Did we ever mention that you lost it?
I don't know.
Well, that's what I mean. You can't just give us the end.
Oh, yeah. When we were in Disneyland, the day we left to go to Disneyland, I broke my phone in the airport. I'm not going to admit on air what I did, but my phone ceased to work at that point, and I went 3 full days, meaning 72 hours, 18 minutes,
counting.
12 seconds without a phone, and it was the longest 3 days of my entire life.
I
made everybody crazy because I actually was holding, I was like, can I just hold your phone for a little while?
She should.
And she would be like, if someone took a picture, she'd be like, oh, I'd take one, but I don't have a phone.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and then in the middle of the night, I swear I saw her gazing at mine because we're roommates every time. She was just looking at it and I saw her reach her hand out as if to caress it. And I was like, back off.
Step away from the phone.
Stay away from my phone.
You know what I found funny is that you could see things coming in, but you couldn't do anything about it. So your phone was actually taunting you.
Yeah, it was.
And you actually taunted me with my phone, Lisa.
I did.
Lisa was texting me saying, I miss you, your phone.
Yeah, I signed it from her phone.
Love your phone.
Love your phone. I was like, that's just mean.
No, can't help it. Hey, Lauren, why don't you
travel without the backup phone again, though? Ever.
There was a lot of, we're going to go over here if we get lost. Lauren, just text me and we'll meet up again. And she's like, yeah, sure, I'll text you. And she was not real happy with us.
Yeah, I was like, somebody needs to stay with me that has a phone.
Like... Yeah, we had to hold her hand the whole time.
It was bad.
But anyway. But you started the trip off right with a nice glass of wine.
I did.
Actually, I believe it was a bottle.
You gave me a bottle of wine.
Was it a bottle or a box? Did Lauren go through a box of wine?
No.
No, the best was, so I get onto the bus, and after I waited like over an hour for the bus, the Disneyland Express bus, and I get onto the bus, and there's Chris, Steve, and Lisa sitting on the bus, and I'm like, I was just like so cranky. I didn't even say hello to you guys.
No, you didn't. You just stomped on the bus.
I was just so beside myself at that point. And I'm like, oh, wait, hi.
Yeah, usually you're like all happy to see us and you didn't say anything. You were just like,
yeah,
I was just
fuming.
So upset.
But anyway.
And so we get to the hotel and Lisa disappears and she comes back and she's got a red Solo cup, a bottle opener and a bottle of wine. And she opens it in the lobby and pours me a glass of wine. And she's like, here you go. I was like, I love you.
I know what you need.
She took care of me.
Yeah. But let's go on to today's show. We're going to be discussing some Disney news and updates and things like that. So Sharpie, you're going to kind of give us a trip review, and you just returned from Disney World.
Yep, we were in Walt Disney World the same time that you guys were in Disneyland. It was our first trip we took with our 9-year-old niece and 6-year-old nephews. So it was interesting first trip with kids in the middle of summer. Anyone who's listened to the show at any length at all knows that I absolutely hate Disney from June, July, and August because it's so hot, it's so humid, the weather's unpredictable. But we really had a great time. We'd planned to go back to the resort every afternoon, and guess how many times that happened?
None.
Zero.
None.
Well, were you at a resort that was close to
Magic Kingdom? We were at Animal Kingdom Lodge for that portion of the stay. Jesse and I had actually gone down a couple days early. And checked into the Polynesian on Friday. So we were there for the Polynesian villas experienced those for the first few times. We were near the boat docks, of course. We heard the boat horns at 5:45 a.m.
Now, can you hear them through the in your room?
Oh yeah. I mean we were probably, I would say, 10 rooms away from the ticket and transportation center. Oh. So I mean we had a fantastic view. I loved the location of our room, except for the boat horns. And I mean, I cannot imagine paying thousands of dollars a night to stay in the bungalows, especially on that end of the resort, and having that noise at 5:45 a.m. I honestly can't imagine that those guests are not complaining every single day.
I think that's a good thing to make sure we warn people that are in those bungalows that that's a possible thing that could happen.
Do you know what? If I book one of those bungalows at like $20,000 a week, I'm not saying anything to them. I figure if you have that much money, you can buy some diamond encrusted earplugs.
Yeah.
I'm kidding. I'm totally teasing, and I agree 100%. And Sharpie, I had the same experience in those those rooms. They were terrible.
No,
and
Chris.
There was a Brazilian tour group.
We could get some Pixie Vacation branded earplugs.
Oh, my gosh. That's the best idea ever.
What were you going to ask, Lauren?
No, I was just going to say, when you were in the bungalows, you were kind of off to the side then. How far of a walk was it to the main area from there?
We were in the villas. We weren't in the bungalows. We were in the studio, not in the bungalows. But it was a pretty decent walk over to the Great Ceremonial House. But it wasn't too bad. Because we had our car, so once we figured out that we could park like a building away from our car or away from our room, that kind of made things a little bit better, because whenever it's just the two of us, we drive a lot. We instead of taking buses, because the buses are, oh, don't even get me started on Disney buses again. But yeah, that's
which building were you in?
Morea.
I think that's the one we stayed in too.
It's Morea.
Yeah. Morea. Yeah, we were on the lakeside, so we had a lake view. We could see the castle. Hear the whistle from the steam trains. That was awesome. And there we could see all the boats coming and going. One night it was probably almost midnight. We were laying in bed going to sleep, and we heard like horrible ruckus outside. There was a Brazilian tour group chanting on one of the ferry boats from the time it left the Magic Kingdom until the time that all of them were off the boat.
I may have been leading that.
What you don't know is they were saying, "Wake up, Sharpie," in Portuguese.
Yes.
That's probably what they were saying. If only we had thought to use our Portuguese to
English cussing dictionary.
Yeah, exactly. Yes.
Yeah, I have to tell you, my experience was exactly the same as yours. I mean, I felt the walk to the Great Ceremonial House was pretty easy when you compare it to other resorts, especially like Animal Kingdom Lodge. But those ferry boats were insane. Yeah. I mean, I just hated it. And I would fall asleep and then I would jerk awake until 2 in the morning. I'm like, no way. So
now, is this the new DVC buildings that are over there? Is that all right. So, yeah, because they were building like one or two of them over there, right? That are closer to the TTC.
All of them are on that end.
Yeah, they're on that end. Ugh.
And how far is construction on them? Are they done or?
Yeah, all of those are done. They're now working on the quiet pool, and they're working on the land on some landscaping.
Okay. And the lobby.
A lot of construction still underway there. Actually, they were starting on the site work for the quiet pool. The quiet pool was open while we were there. They were starting work on it the morning we left. We checked out on that
Monday.
I thought
they were building one more building on the other side.
No, they're not building anything to my knowledge.
And they have like a lobby area over there, right? That's not done yet. Like the other, you know, like Grand Floridian has its own check-in area with.
I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
I don't think they would have expanded the lobby the way they did.
Oh,
because I mean, whenever you really look at it, they didn't add that much capacity to that resort.
No.
Yeah. Okay.
So it was a lot of construction, but really not much capacity added.
I have a question. Is there any projected date for the one bedrooms? Because those aren't available yet, are they?
And there won't be one bedrooms. It will be.
There's no one bedrooms.
Nope. It will be all studios and all bungalows.
Oh, wow. Well, yep. Get your $20,000. You know, forget that college fund. You want to spend a week at Disney in those bungalows? The kids are going to have to go join the army for money for college. Because seriously, it's like $20,000 for a week.
Wow.
Yep.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Yeah. We liked the studio, but whenever you look at the value of paying slightly less at the Grand Floridian for a studio, I would almost go with the Grand Floridian every time. Whenever you look at the flexibility of accommodations, I don't think I would own at the Polynesian. And I mean, we own points at four different resorts. So, I mean, we're not exactly particularly choosy about where we buy points. But I don't think I would own, because the point values are too high and the flexibility of accommodations, it just isn't there.
Do you know what I think? I think that studio, even though it sleeps five, is too small for more than three people. And
I totally agree. Totally agree.
Because I was talking to Bridget, who's an agent at Pixie Vacations, and she was just there last week too. And she stayed in them, and she stayed with herself and her husband and their two children, and their kids are like 8 and 4. So they're pretty little. And I said, you know, what did you think? And she said, there was no storage space. And you give up so much to get that extra bathroom. And as she said, I've got little kids. I don't need two showers. I might need two toilets, but I don't need two showers.
Right.
So, and it's a beautiful room, as you know, but it's not the best use of space. And it's the same size as a standard room, right? It's,
and there's
change.
And there's a lot of floor space wasted in that second bathroom.
Yes.
Yeah.
I also find, though, as Disney's building new, like, you know, renovating rooms, I find that they're making less storage space in all these hotel rooms, which I think is a huge mistake.
Well, and you know what they did, Lauren? So there are drawers underneath the bed, as Sharpie can attest to, but that's fine and dandy, especially if you're a contortionist, right? I mean, you could get to those drawers
pretty
easily.
Me and my back don't like that.
No, and that would be an issue. But you know what's even worse? When you pull out that couch. And so that's out, and it's almost right next to it's close. And so you're not able to really get into the drawers easily.
And I really don't care for underbed storage, drawer storage. Putting suitcases under there, sure, I'm on board with that all day long. But drawer storage underneath the bed, no, sorry. No. That's,
you know, visually it is a very good looking resort. I've always been like, I've never been a big fan of the Poly. I always thought it looked outdated. I think it looks fantastic now, but no, that space is not good. I would rather stay in a standard room.
Now, hey, getting back, Sharpie, to your first time with kids in the park. So how was that good, or how was that bad, or what were the differences?
It was very interesting because we are so used to it just being Jesse and I, or the two of us and her extended family, which our niece on that side just turned three. So, I mean, we're used to going with a baby where their schedule doesn't matter. But now with kids ages 6 and 9, it was a huge eye opener for us as far as planning ahead. And that's really where I kind of had a big gripe with FastPass on this trip, was because even though crowds weren't extremely high, there was a wait time for everything except for the things we had fast pass for. The only fast passes that I can really say that made a big difference for us were Toy Story, Expedition Everest, and Mine Train. Those are the only ones that really made a big difference for us.
Mm-hmm.
So to get to the front of the line, and they said, oh, there's only a 10-minute wait. Don't use your fast pass. Well, then what do you select? You select attractions that would typically never need a fast pass, but until Fast Pass Plus came along, now they need a fast pass because the wait time is 40 minutes. So,
yeah, that's very frustrating to me.
Yeah, the new fast pass system, when it comes to booking stuff on, you know, when you're there, you're kind of getting the slim pickings as to what's available. And then the rides that you could do with kids, like It's a Small World or Pirates of the Caribbean, you're like, okay, hey, we want to Haunted Mansion or Pirates or Small World, there's never really a wait. We'll just walk on those, you know, because we got a big group or whatever, and we haven't planned out all our fast passes. We just met, you know.
Well, the hard part with that too is if you do have a big group like that, you really can't.
Yeah.
There's nothing you can do.
Yeah, because you used to be able to just get on those. You'd be like, hey, we got a big group, let's just go ride Pirates. And then, you know, there'd be like a 15-minute wait, 10-minute wait, and now it's 40 minutes.
I still think if Disney went back to the old system, keep it on the phone. Keep the kiosks. Keep it on the Magic Bands. But go back to the old system. Every 2 hours, you fast pass.
Yep, I agree.
Agree.
Totally agree.
Maybe allow people to pre-book one for the beginning of the day.
Yeah.
And then go back to the every 2 hour system, because honestly, it's the only thing that's fair.
And their ride capacity just it is not high enough to support this system where everyone is now selecting fast passes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway,
I have that dream.
That's my gripe.
But once a week, wake up, getting the paper fast passes, all excited.
You know, I never thought I would say I missed that. But I do.
I don't actually miss it, but I don't like the new system either. I don't know. I feel it's very stressful to make those at 60 days out anyway. It's so crazy to have to, well, we've talked about this before, but it's so crazy for me to have to plan that far out anyway. And
the dining is hard enough.
Yes, exactly.
Committing to a park for meals is hard enough.
Yeah.
The pressure that's on now is crazy. And people are making themselves crazy over it.
That is actually the case, because I don't personally make myself crazy over it, which is why my children have only had a fast pass one time for Seven Dwarfs Mine Train. Bless their hearts. But a lot of my clients, it's really stressing them out. They're like, okay, I'm going to be on at 12 o'clock. And one of my clients just the other day, she made fast passes at midnight and couldn't get Seven Dwarfs.
Which is ridiculous. Like, yeah. Absolutely ridiculous.
At midnight.
And that's why it should be that day.
Yep.
Right
it
there.
It should be. So I don't know.
Think about all the people that used to book dining reservations and not show up to them. So now they have the credit card guarantee on it. How many of those people are booking the fast passes and then going, we're not going to go to the park that day. Now, all those fast passes... Or let's not go to that ride today. Let's just go back to the hotel. We have Seven Dwarves another day this week anyway.
Right.
How many times is that happening? And you have people that can't get on Seven Dwarves.
No.
Toy Story. Because there's people that are doing it.
Yes. And I will tell you, I have a client who got Anna and Elsa fast passes 4 days in a row.
Yep. All my clients do. Because they don't know which way it's going to work.
They don't. They're like, I don't know where I'm going to be. I got three kids, you know? Yeah.
Oh, so then they booked one a day.
They booked it every day because they knew that when they get to Disney and if they say, okay, Monday and Tuesday we're going to the Magic Kingdom, but we're not going Thursday and Friday, they know they can get a decent fast pass for, you know, Expedition Everest on that Wednesday or Thursday, but they know the Magic Kingdom is locked up. So that's what they're doing. They're locking up those fast passes even if they don't go there. Lauren's right.
But I wonder if...
Now that you brought up Expedition Everest, so... We get in line for Expedition Everest, and honestly, the line for Expedition Everest was almost the bridge over to the Theater in the Wilds for Finding Nemo.
Wow. I don't think I've ever seen it that long.
Yeah.
It was, I mean, albeit it was fast moving, we probably waited out there 20 minutes, and the wait time for the attraction was 60 minutes. We waited probably a total of 30 with Fast Pass. So...
Well, that's the other thing. So you have a fast pass and you wait 30 minutes, then that's kind of, it doesn't seem like a fast pass to me anymore.
It's not.
It's like,
it's nowhere near what it used to be.
Fast pass used to be like, I've got a reservation. I'm going to go walk in, or I'm going to wait 5 minutes, maybe 10. And
max.
Now, yeah. And at 10, yeah, I kind of felt like you're getting a little jip because you're like, okay, I got a fast pass. This is supposed to be
quick,
you know, my almost front of the line access because I, you know, pick this as one of my things. And now I'm waiting a half hour on a fast pass.
Right.
Ugh.
And you know what else I find? I find it's easier to just do the front of the single rider.
Yeah. And we did that a lot in Disneyland.
I do that
too.
More than anything.
Single rider is like
I'm
perfect.
Lucky because my kids are older now, so I can do that.
Yeah.
And you can trust the system.
Right. Trust and them. I can put an adult at the beginning and an adult at the end and know we're good, you know?
Yeah.
But, you know, I think I couldn't imagine going and being with, you know, 2 7-year-olds and having to deal with that.
Yeah. Well, we did single rider at Disneyland Paris and we did it at Disneyland and it worked out, you know, except for Brooke because she's 5. So, you know, I basically stayed out with her. But, yeah, it was, you know, 5-10 minute wait on some of these rides instead of an hour, hour and a half. So it's the way to go if you can do it. Sorry, I got us on Fast Pass. It's always quick into like a massive thing. And then the other quick thing
can't
is
keep you on track for
what? What did you do for dining? Did you do a dining plan, or and how did that work out?
We were on the quick service dining plan, and we had really thought about not doing the dining plan at all because we were in a 2-bedroom villa. So you thought, well, we'll just do crock pot type stuff and we'll use the grills. But I'm so glad we did the dining plan because where we didn't go back in the afternoons, it would have been a total train wreck. The transit time from Animal Kingdom Lodge or Animal Kingdom Villas, Kidani. I think that the time that we spent going back and forth, we spent from the time we got to the bus stop until the time that we walked through the park gate, it was 35 to 40 minutes every single time, at a minimum. I mean, there were a couple times that it was much longer than that, but.
Yeah, it makes it difficult for a nap situation versus like a Disneyland park or a contemporary resort at Disney World.
But yeah, it was, and the one thing really convenient about Kidani is the TV monitors that show your approximate arrival times for buses, and they were pretty accurate. But it just seems like Disney's dispatch system for buses is just so crazy because sometimes you will see 3 buses for the same park straight in a row. They pull in empty and they pull out empty.
Yeah, I don't know. And that's the only resort that I've seen that has that monitor system, which is really cool. But at least you have an idea of what's coming. And as long as that's working, then hopefully they'll roll that out to the other resorts.
They did have it at Grand Floridian. I don't know if it's still there. I heard a rumor that they had taken it out, but I don't know.
It had been there. But then once we went there for something, I can't remember what we were there for, but it was gone. But I believe it's back now, so I'm not sure.
I like it a lot. If only as like a security blanket.
Well, it's nice to know. I mean, because otherwise it's the random thing that a lot of places do. They're like, yeah, it comes every 20
minutes. I can't wait till they put it on your phone.
That would be awesome. Mm. Ooh, a little GPS.
You know what? They're already.
It's like Uber. It's Uber for buses.
Yeah, exactly.
They're already all over my personal stuff. I don't know that I don't know.
I think it's going to go to the app eventually.
I think they're just going to put a chip in my head.
Can you imagine?
I think they may have already put a chip in your head.
You're like, the bus is there, Chris. We got to run. It's there. Run.
The bus is going to be like, Chris, I sent you walking to the bus. We're going to slow the bus down.
We're leaving. Pulling out of the station.
For some reason, you're creeping me out a lot because that's just sort of an awful idea. You know, Disney that much in your business. I don't know.
Now,
let's not go down that road.
I heard you did a little relaxation over at Disney World. You got to do one of the things.
And you didn't invite me.
I've never been in there.
I have to say, it was a phenomenal experience. Jesse and I, where we got into town a couple days early, Jesse had booked a couple's massage for us at the spa at Disney's Grand Floridian. It was pretty amazing. Just the level of care and attention that they show is phenomenal. From the constant maintenance inside the locker rooms to everything, just everything they do is fantastic. And the treatment room that we were in, of course, had like pocket doors, so it could be either two individual treatment rooms or one together.
And what'd you guys do?
We did it the couples massage.
Nice.
And yeah. Did when you walked in, did they say, "You are beginning your journey now"? which is what they said to me. And I was like, whoa, I'm just getting a pedicure. Stop that.
Yeah. What
does that feel like? It should have been on Space Mountain, not going into a pedicure.
It was airy fairy. I was like, okay, I'll have some of these zucchini muffins. Go ahead,
Sharpie. Actually sounds good.
Yeah.
How much was the couple's massage?
We used a DVC discount, and I believe, if I remember correctly, it was $280.
And how long does that – and that's with the discount. So that's 15% off?
Yeah, I think it's 15. It's either 15 or 20. I think it's 15.
So you're probably looking at like $320.
Yeah, actually, I think that's what the pre-discount total was.
And is that 60 minutes?
Yes.
I don't want to pay $320 for a stranger to touch me. It would never happen.
You paid more than that for me to touch you.
Yes, but that was dinner with special. I said it meant something. No, seriously.
I've had probably
a
dozen or more massage experiences, and I really have to say that the therapist there was the best I've ever had. I mean, now, it hurt like the dickens. I mean, it was absolutely painful, but the next day, oh my goodness, I felt so much better. I wasn't sore.
It was $160 per person if you don't have the discount. So it's $160. Now you each get your own masseuse, right?
Yes.
I sent a client to that and they gave her a female and him a male. Is that the setup?
Both of ours were female.
See, I don't necessarily want my husband having a back rub from some hot chick.
But you can make a request too.
Like bring me a troll? Yes.
Chris.
Maybe I'm not comfortable with that much touching of me. I don't know. Okay, go on.
Go ahead.
I told the therapist, I said, neck, shoulders, back, that's really where I would like you to focus, because I carry all my stress, all my tension in my neck, shoulders, and back. And I'm telling you, even that night, I felt amazing, especially going into like a week-long vacation that's a little stressful. So, but yeah, I really, really enjoyed it. We both had a really good experience. You also get a day pass for their,
they have like
for their jacuzzi, for their sauna. And also if you've been on Disney Cruise Line and seen the rainforest room on the Magic and the Wonder, where they have like the concrete relaxation chairs that are heated, those are pretty phenomenal.
I used those, but my daughter was with me. She like was laying on top of me. I'm like, give mommy 5 minutes on this chaise, please. But they are nice. They're really nice. And the whole setup is, you're right, you're gorgeous. And I mean, it's gorgeous. You're gorgeous too, actually.
Thank you. You're welcome. That was very kind of you.
No, it was
very unexpected.
Stop it. No, seriously.
Your slip showing.
I know. Stop. Anyway, no, it's a gorgeous situation or setup, and I'm teasing. I'm not a massage kind of girl, but I'm sure it's lovely for people who like it. I just did the pedicure and it was like I fell asleep. That's how good it was.
Yeah. They really do provide top-notch service.
But they charge you an arm and a leg.
It is. But honestly, for the experience we had, I'm normally not one to spend that kind of money on something like that. But I really do feel like we got our value out of it.
Was it romantic?
So romantic.
Yeah. If you ever see Sharpie in the parks, just go, it's so romantic.
Just so romantic.
All right, Steve, you were going to say something about your last massage.
Well, he was saying it was
that on the cruise.
No, I haven't had a massage in a while, but he was saying it was painful, and I was wondering if they gave you like a safe word.
Steve,
what do you know about safe words? Steve?
And honestly, I have never had a masseuse before. She was digging in with her elbows. I mean, it was.
Oh.
Yeah, she was like, "You have some pretty severe knots in your back." So I was like, "Okay." Mm-hmm. And I mean, I think I heard Jesse laughing at some of my grunts and groans because it was.
It was so romantic. I don't like the part where they like put their tongue in your ear. That's what I don't.
Yeah.
That's always very uncomfortable.
Yeah. Go to your happy place. Go to your happy place.
Okay, we'll stop.
Wait, is this a rated?
But it, I think that's basically it. I mean, they, you can go, you can hang out there, you can do the jacuzzi, you can do the like benches. There's not a heck of a lot else.
No, it's not like on a cruise.
Yeah, it's not like on a cruise, but it is very nice and relaxing unless you have a small child on your lap. Because we had done mother-daughter pedicures. Oh, and they have a princess chair for the little kids.
Oh, a princess chair. That sounds sweet.
They give them a crown.
Sharpie, anything else about your trip that you wanted to point out?
I think that's it. I mean, and this is the usual warning that comes with staying at Kidani Village, is you could literally be walking to Africa. I mean, some of those rooms some of those rooms are so far away from the lobby. And the thing to remember is that if you are a regular, if you're a standard hotel guest, if you're a cash paying person staying in a DVC resort, the thing to remember is that DVC resorts are meant for long-term guests. They are, say, for instance, at Kidani, if you do not have a car at Kidani Village, I really feel sorry for you, because you can park practically right under your room with the way their parking situation is. But if you are there, you came in via aircraft, you don't have a rental car, you're going to be walking. I think I counted, if I remember correctly, I think I counted like 850 steps from our door to the lobby, to the buses, but to the lobby. And the last time we stayed at Jumbo, it was 1200 steps from our room to the front door.
I don't know how many steps is in a quarter mile, but when we were in that 3-bedroom a couple of years ago, it was a quarter mile from our room to the lobby, which just was absurd because it's a 3-bedroom. You know, it's one of the fancy schmancy ones. But having said that, I don't think you need a bus or a car there. It's nice, but you don't need one.
But I'm just saying, if you're the type,
I think the car is a little bit nicer to have.
It's nicer, but you're not gonna, it's not gonna make or break your trip, I don't think.
It's just like staying at Saratoga or Old Key West that are really built for people who drive.
Those two, I think, are more extreme examples. Those two, I think I'd love having a car at those two.
Yeah.
The only thing I could say is that I remember the couple times I've stayed there with you, Chris, and we were in the villas, and it was, I felt like we were in The Shining. It was like the never ending hallway. I kept thinking I was going to see those twins at the end of the hallway saying Red Room, you know, like it was just the longest. And it felt like it was like a joke almost, like you just kept circling.
Yeah.
Like it never felt like it was going to end.
How wrong is this that I don't remember us staying together there?
Twice we did.
Get out. Okay.
Clearly it was more special for you, Lauren.
Apparently it wasn't as impressive as it was to me.
It was it's all been a blur. It's been a magical blur.
I agree. It's not even gonna
it's
go
been
there.
A romantic blur.
All right. Calm down, you guys. Lauren, we've got some news over in Epcot with the Garden Grill. We're going to totally transport over there, and you're going to tell us about it.
What a segue.
Lisa, I just have to say, you're amazing. That was, you put us in our place.
You guys need to.
We're headed to Epcot, folks. Come with us.
Yes. Do-do-do-do-do. All right, Lauren, Garden Grill.
So, very exciting news over in Epcot, actually. Starting on November 8th, the Garden Grill is going to start serving breakfast and lunch in addition to its dinner that it's been serving forever. They're going to have a new thing called the Chip and Dale Breakfast Harvest Feast. Which
is this the one where the guys wear the bow ties and the pants?
Mm-hmm, Chris.
Chip and Dale, I don't know. Oh, you mean those silly characters.
Those cute little chipmunks.
It's either that or the little rodents, one or the other.
Whatever.
I love Chip and Dale. Don't pick on Chip and Dale.
Yeah.
Step away.
I made them mad out in Disneyland, so okay.
Well, that's because you didn't know who was Chip and who was Dale.
Like it matters.
It does. Yeah. One has a red nose.
Ladies.
I have no idea which one does.
You're supposed to know that Chip has a chocolate chip on his nose. That's why it's black. And Dale has a red nose.
See, I'm going to forget that in 30 seconds, well, but thank you for trying to help.
It's a chocolate chip.
And then they also have different teeth. One has a gap in their teeth. Which one? I don't know. I'm sure Sharpie knows.
Do you know that? Because never mind.
One has two teeth together. Wait a minute.
I think that was a gap pun. I think it was a poke.
Yeah, so they're having
breakfast and lunch. Back to breakfast. So they're going to have biscuits and gravy, which I'm sure are not going to come anywhere close to Sharpie's biscuits and gravy.
No, those were excellent.
Scrambled eggs, crispy bacon, Mickey waffles, and their signature item is going to be chips, sticky bun, bake, which is very intriguing to me. And then at lunch, it sounds like it's going to be similar to your dinner fare. It's going to be the living with the land, like the harvest-inspired farmer salad, the sliced beef and the turkey, the vegetables and stuff. It sounds like it's going to be a very similar meal to dinner. But I actually think it's a really good thing because that's one that's lately it's been kind of harder to get into. So I think opening it up and having a character meal there that's not just the princess characters besides just dinner there is going to be a tremendous thing for Epcot. I think it's a good thing.
I agree.
Now, this is the Garden Grill. That's the rotating restaurant in the Land Pavilion?
The Land Pavilion, yep.
Okay.
Very exciting. So anybody going after November 8th?
Take it for a spin.
Get reservations for it. And I believe reservations opened up today or yesterday?
They're open, though. By the time we post, this will be, it'll be open.
So... Okay.
All right. I've got a little bit of an update on Disney Cruise Line. And a lot of
Real quick before you do that, can I just say one thing? Did anybody see the pictures, just while we're in Epcot, of Norway, of the Anna and Elsa, the Frozen Pavilion?
I didn't see that.
They've gone up a second level behind the walls. There's pictures posted.
Ooh. Oh.
Yes.
I haven't seen that. I've seen the concept art.
Nope, they're up a second level. It's beyond the walls now. You can actually see it. Looks pretty cool.
Is this the meet and greet area?
Yes.
Oh, cool.
Chris, do you think you can find those and post them on the page for us, please?
Yes, I will.
Thank you. All right, I'm stealing the floor again.
I apologize.
No, it's fine, Lisa. All right, Disney Cruise. I've got to try to get some order into the show. You guys are just reckless.
Somebody's got to do it.
I know. All right, so Disney Cruise Line. A lot of people who are frequent Disney Cruise Line travelers have learned a little secret that not everyone knows, but when it comes to character signatures, what you can do is bring a pillowcase or a photo mat or anything that you want with some markers. You have to provide your markers, and you bring it to the service desk, guest services, and you do it at the beginning of the cruise, and they will have the characters sign whatever it is you bring. And then at the end of the cruise, it appears in your cabin, your stateroom.
Mm-hmm.
They are discontinuing this.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That stinks.
Yeah.
We bought the like 1 foot tall Vinylmation figures and had that done.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was really cool.
Well, that's
cool. I have it in my office here.
That's cool.
Cool. So that's a little sad. There's also been some rumor while we're speaking about Disney Cruise Line. There's rumor. I'm telling you. Disney Cruise Line offers or allows, I should say, the passengers to bring their own alcohol on board the ship. The caveat here is that they need to do it in their carry-on, not in their packed luggage. Well, there's been a little bit of rumor that that's being discontinued.
No, I'm sorry. Did I say that too loudly?
You did. But I just want to point out, it is rumor. This is not something, it's something that has been going around there in Disney circles in the last 2-3 weeks. It's not true. It's not true. There have been talks about it, but no policies have been changed. So just keep your eye out.
I don't think they'll change that. What they might do is start charging a corkage fee.
They could.
But all of the cruise lines now do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
But they only allow wine. They don't allow hard liquor.
Yeah. See, Disney allows, you can bring anything on board.
Right.
Any
alcohol. I could see them limiting what they allow. And I could see them starting a corkage fee, but I don't think they'll totally get rid of it.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Lisa.
Oh, I was just going to finish off the story and let you know that the rumor also says that they'll be confiscating it and then returning it to you at the end of the cruise, so you're not completely out of luck. You just have a happy flight home. Go ahead, Sharpie.
One time we were at the pool, and even they tell you not to consume your own personal supply of alcohol in public areas. We saw a mother-daughter couple that had a huge ice bucket that they had brought from home with like two different bottles of wine, and like they were sharing, they were great, they were having fun.
Was
anyone
it me and my
glass?
Mom? Did you see us there again?
No.
Oh, good. Phew.
Okay. Let's see. Sharpie, Colortopia.
Interventions is kind of abandoned right now. It's actually a little on the sad side, but there is something new coming. The Glidden Paint Company is opening Colortopia, so that's something to look forward to, and that will be a hands-on color experience. And there's going to be a mobile app and a website. It says you'll be able to take the excitement of color back to your home with you.
Hmm. Unfortunately, it doesn't sound that thrilling.
No, it sounds like watching paint.
It sounds like it's already ready to close.
Literally.
Yeah, yes, exactly. Watching paint dry. It sounds horrible. They need a better PR spin on whatever this is. Maybe it's great. Yeah.
Well, we'll have to check it out. We'll report back.
I thought the whole place was done. I thought they were closing the whole thing up and it was no more.
No, they can't. I mean, that's too much real estate inside the park for them to just shutter.
I figured they were
because otherwise, what's
going
to be left in Future World?
Well, they really need to revamp Future World.
Future World needs a major renovation.
Well, D23 is in August, which is coming right up, and you know,
I
there's
can't
some,
wait to hear that.
So there's some rumors about the Imagination Pavilion. There's some rumors about the fireworks show. I'm sure they'll have some Norway, more information on that. And you know, I was hoping maybe Interventions or.
Well, they're supposed to be putting how much more money back into the parks now?
Oh, well, that's a Disneyland.
That's
they're going to do, yeah, $1 billion is their...
$1 billion in 10 years years.
Over 10 years,
I'm excited to see what they're going to do with that, too.
Yep, there's going to be a lot of new stuff coming. I can't wait. There's going to be a lot of cool stuff at D23, so we'll have a show on all the new announcements.
I do have one more little story. If you are one of those folks who likes to get those Disney gift cards from the grocery store and get your points or whatever the little benefits are.
This is the best thing ever, by the way.
Disney now. Hey, Lauren, can you find the site for me? Disney is now. They've
DisneyGiftCards.com.
And it's right on the site?
Yep.
Okay. So you go to DisneyGiftCards.com, and what you can do is input all of those individual gift card numbers, and they combined it into one. Is that correct?
Yeah, if you go under them. Manage cards, you can do transfer balances now.
And so this is great for us as travel agents because now clients can get all their little gift cards, their 50s, 100s. They, you know,
yeah,
a
but
lot
here's,
of
here's the catch, Lise, just so you know. It's maximum of 5 cards at a time.
Mm.
And once they do their 5 cards, once they use them, they can... They have to remove them from that transfer and reload it.
So you would have to do the 5 cards, do the balance, do another
right.
5,
and it's
do
a max of 1,000.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
1,000 so cards or $1,000?
The ones that give me like, you know, $50 cards and I do, you know, 20 of those, this is only going to cut me down a little bit.
Well, it'll cut you down by 20%.
Right. So, you know. But it is a good thing, and maybe that will build into something more where they can do, you know, more cards at once. But yeah. As of right now, it's a max of 5 cards from what I was told.
Okay. I guess it cuts you down by 80% to 20% of what you normally would have done.
Right.
Okay. I still think it's handy. I like it.
Oh, too. Well, especially since if you have, like, even if you have, you know, 5 $100 ones, that's going to help a little bit, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, it literally cuts your work way down to a fifth of what it was. So I like it.
Okay. I've got a quick announcement.
Oh, no.
I know.
Before you do that, I got one more quick thing to tell people.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if anybody saw, but Disney now has watermark images on their My Disney Experience site. So when you used to go in, there were no watermark images on the pictures For yes.
Oh.
So now when you do photo pass and take a picture, there's now these big, huge Disney photo pass watermarks all over them.
Now, how long did it take them to figure out that people were just like copying those pictures?
Oh my God. I totally did it.
Yes.
I totally screenshotted it. I will totally own it. I did it.
I know. You're the one who told me about it. You're like, hey, you don't have to pay for that.
Don't
just
pay
take
for
a screenshot.
It.
I'm like, okay, how do I do a screenshot?
You're funny.
But yeah, there no longer can we skirt the system, so you now have to purchase them.
Yeah, you're a part of the problem.
I am part of the problem. I am.
Mm-mm-mm.
I didn't tell anybody else.
Except everyone listening.
Well, yeah. It's too late now.
Bad I mean, Masaryk.
Add
bad
another, thing. What, 25,000
okay,
people
everyone,
that know about
you
it?
You can blame Lauren for the watermarks on
the
photo pass photos.
The 1
I am
million
so not
people
taking the fall
who listen
for this.
To this show every week.
Oh, so I wanted to just let everyone know, all the listeners, that we've been doing Mouse Chat for, I don't know, five and a half years. And we really don't, we do it for fun, so we really don't promote Pixie Vacations, which is our travel agency. But then occasionally I've been getting emails, you know, where people will say, oh, I listened to the show and I love you guys, but I had no idea that you could actually book my vacation for me. So, because we usually don't, you know, we don't want to rub it in people's faces. We do this for fun. If you're interested in doing a vacation with us, we'd love to have you. So I just want to let everyone know that we actually do plan vacations, and you can actually talk to Sharpie or Chris or Lauren in person on the phone. And there's no charge. It's all we Disney pays us a commission to reduce the call volume on their call lines and to plan.
Well, and to exploit our expertise.
Yeah. So there's no additional cost and there's no additional charge rolled into
the. But you get some service.
Yes.
And I think the best thing is just our sparkling personalities.
Well, there is that too. Yes.
Yes.
So if you're planning a cruise or a Disney World, Disneyland, Alani, any of that.
Even a Caribbean vacation.
That's true. So the other thing is that people don't actually know either is that that we can plan any vacation. So if you want to go to Sandals or beaches.
Well,
or
we've been doing a lot of Universal as well.
Yeah, Universal Studios.
Tons of Universal.
Yeah, Universal Studios.
Now, we can say Universal Studios. It's a good park.
I know.
Good
it
gracious.
Is a good park.
But
I actually
yes.
like Universal.
So we can do all or any cruise line, any type of vacation.
We don't have to book fast passes for Universal.
Yes. I know. People just book and we're like, sayonara.
Nice.
Yeah. And then
the park's
and,
that
yes.
way.
So then you get all the expertise and there's no extra cost.
She's
so we can put together.
That's how it goes. Yeah. Book with us anyway.
Yes.
Yeah. No, if you appreciate the advice that you get, I think it would be very lovely if you went ahead and booked with these agents because they do this out of passion for everything that we talk about. And so many times
I have to say, as far as Universal goes, I've actually come up with going for different things now. I've actually come up with quite a little system for Universal.
Oh.
Yeah, and we've been to...
Is it dishonest, like your little picture system?
Like my little picture system? No, it's not.
Yeah, so we've been to all the resorts and we've stayed in, you know, we have little tips and tricks and stuff that we put in the vacation package as well that's extra to help you guys, you know, help figure things out. So, yeah, you can.
Every now and then we mail Chris with the package, and she's like a big surprise when she.
Mm-hmm. I pop out
and
I'm
she
like,
stays
what's
for a few
for
weeks.
Dinner? I actually thought he was going to tell us.
This is like the only TV show, radio show where we actually hand out the celebrities' phone numbers to people. So
exactly,
that yes. is celebrities.
So yes,
when are we going to meet these celebrities?
Yes,
can I meet one?
Yes.
You know, can I just say something? Steve's totally gone Hollywood. Like it's a little embarrassing. Mm-hmm. I thought you were going to mention your awful, horrible movie that came out. That's what your announcement.
Oh, you thought that was his announcement
in that movie?
Yes.
They walk through it.
Okay, so Steve, do a quick.
Well, so to wrap this up, and then we'll talk about the movie, yes. But you can just go to pixievacations.com, and then there's a quote form on there. And you can also call us in the main office and Lisa.
And make sure you request one of us.
Yeah,
make sure on that quote request form you either mention Mouse Chat in the bottom, and we'll make sure it goes to one of the three Mouse Chatter agents. Or you can actually specifically...
Oh,
knock it off. You can specifically request Lauren Masaryk, Chris Wood, or Chris Sharps, which is also with Jesse Sharps. They're a team.
Yep.
So
Yeah. Or just give us a call at 678-815-1584. And that number is on the pixievacations.com website as well. And then we can, you know, just let us know. And we can set you up.
And then we can mouse chat.
Yeah, we can get you together.
I would want you to plan my vacation, Steve.
Yes.
Are you kidding me?
And I'm the Lisa.
Wait a second. I'm the one that planned your vacation. Yeah.
I know. But see, I want Grumpy over here to plan my vacation.
Yeah, I'm the only one. Yeah. Who,
Steve
Lisa
is the one that would be like, I don't know where we're going.
Yeah, I have no idea. Everyone else plans the trips. Yeah, so.
Yeah, I could do it, Steve. Not happening.
Yeah. So you cannot request
the magic what kingdom
you
village
yeah,
what
you just can't
is it a
request
castle what
can't request
is there
me
food
yes
can somebody feed me
Cinderella chalet
yeah you have to
like, where are we going, what time should I be there, and what am I wearing?
That's pretty much
exactly
it.
Exactly what he says. Yeah. I'll say something and he'll go, you have to ask Lisa. And
that's
like,
right. I'm like, someone else plans it for me. I just show up.
But wait, I'm the one that plans it for Lisa.
That's right. So it's
Chris
probably
and I
you.
Get that job.
But, Lisa, you want to talk about the movie real quick?
Yeah, let's just give it a couple of minutes because I think it was incredible and we'll go from there.
Can I just ask you a question also?
Yes.
Is that movie premiere where you learned about safe words, Steve?
It could be.
Because you didn't learn about that here in Georgia.
Mm.
No. Okay, so, yeah, Steve, you got to take the floor on this one.
So
I don't even know where to begin.
Can I do it?
No.
Come on.
You'll chime in enough.
I want to hear it from Steve.
All right. So just the real quick story is we...
Tell us the story, Steve.
We got back last night from the movie premiere of the Vacation movie. So we flew out to Hollywood. We did a quick Warner Brothers studio tour. And then at night, we went to the premiere.
That was at the Westwood Village Theater.
Yeah, which is like this old, you know, early 1920s or something kind of... retro art deco theater, which is so it's super cool. It's got at least 1,000 seats in there, if not more.
Vintage movie house.
Yeah, it's you know, just the one giant theater with a balcony, and it's all original. And we got to walk the black carpet.
Yeah, it wasn't red, it was black.
And they had the truckster. They had our Griswold family or Griswold vacation truckster there on the black carpet, and the new the new Prancer, which is the truckster for the new movie, was there on the carpet. And we got to watch all the celebrities arrive and then go in the theater and watch the movie with everybody. And, of course, everybody cheers when their part comes up or their friends cheer for them. And a bunch of the actors and actresses come to see the movie with them all. So there's a ton of really cool people, which we'll, I guess, get into later. And then our car has a part in the movie. Our car's more famous than us. And when our car came on the screen in the movie, like the whole theater erupts into this giant, crazy applause.
Well, they were obviously all vacation fans, and that was the biggest throwback to the original movie.
Yeah.
It was went with Chevy Chase and Beverly D'Angelo. They came out. I don't want to, you know.
Truckster.
Yeah, and so the truckster comes out.
The truckster's got a really good role in the movie. It's got one of the best roles in the movie.
Yeah.
So
it's probably the best role in the movie.
It is. And then, surprisingly, yes, Lisa and I were in the movie as extras, and I'm in there about maybe three or four times.
Yeah.
And just in background scenes, I'm just walking.
Steve's easy to find. I think.
Yeah. I have a very.
Tall. That's how
I'm,
we find
I'm tall, and I have like a blue striped. Really big, wide stripe, blue on blue shirt. So it's got light blue, dark blue, like four stripes.
Yeah, he's
so
easy to spot.
So it's like I stand
out.
Did
they
in the
give
crowd.
You like a costume, or did you
no,
actually go in that?
I went.
Well, the third day they gave you a shirt.
Yeah, the last day I didn't have the same shirt with me, and you're supposed to wear the same thing, and so they gave me a Wally World T-shirt. But that scene got cut.
Yeah. So, well. We just didn't make the span on that.
Yeah. So,
is this like all the whole park, like they shoot it? So like when you go to do these extra jobs, you have to wear the same outfit every day. Is that how
yes.
it works?
Yeah.
You have to wear the same scene.
Yeah. You have to do your hair the same. You know, you can't wear a ponytail one day and
that would be a problem for me. Cause you know, my hair never looks the same from one day to the next.
Well, yeah, but you also can account for wind or, you know, you decide it's
Afro
hot,
day.
Yeah.
Straight day.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to keep everything the same or you...
the continuity's gone.
Yeah. So they take a picture of you every day.
That's weird.
To make sure when you go through hair and makeup that you and,
oh wait,
and wardrobe.
Did they put makeup on you?
No, they
oh, that's disappointing.
They
did my hair though.
I think they did Lisa's hair one day for
Chris really wanted to see you with false eyelashes, Steve.
Yes.
Again.
Well, his usual false eyelashes, I mean they're pretty stunning, I
yeah.
will say.
And we filmed the movie. It was shot in Atlanta, and we did it in October of last year, so it was freezing cold, and we had to pretend it was summer. And then the premiere was Monday night, July 27th, so
well,
almost
and then it
a
opens
year.
To the public today.
Yeah, then it opens July 29th, which is when we're recording this today, to the public.
I can hardly wait.
I know. It's pretty funny. It's getting horrible critic reviews because everyone...
They're terrible.
I know. So, but I thought it was... I thought it's tough because I know about the movie. So, of course, my view is skewed. So, I thought it was I thought it was pretty funny. So, I'll have to let you guys see on the anything else on the movie real quick.
No, just that it was incredible. I enjoyed it so much. I don't laugh at movies, and I laughed at this movie. And again, it might be, as Steve said, because we were kind of involved in it. We knew what to expect. There were certain things we were looking for. I was like a little 13-year-old girl just clapping and laughing. It was ridiculous. And
I'm going to be offended by the strong language.
Yeah, it's
you will be very offended by the language in this movie.
So it's not just so everyone... It's
Lisa
R,
will be offended if you aren't offended.
It's
R-rated. Seriously.
We all know I won't be offended.
It's not a movie to take your kids to. It's R-rated, and it definitely goes... They push some of the jokes are right on. Some of the gags, they like take them too far, and you're like, it could have been so much better if they would have just stopped this gag like 30 seconds earlier, but...
Do you want to know what my screensaver on my computer is, Steve?
I really don't.
Thor. That Thor? Guy from that movie.
Everyone loves his part in the movie.
Well, he's got a pretty good part.
He's pretty funny.
It's pretty small.
It's pretty. Yes, it's a. Yes, it is.
Sorry,
it is my screensaver.
I'm sure it is, Chris.
It's not. I'm teasing.
And then after we went to the after the movie premiere, we went to the after party and we got to meet pretty much everybody.
Yeah. The only ones we didn't meet were Chris, Thor, and Beverly.
Yeah.
So you didn't get to stand next to him?
No.
So you don't know what he smells like?
No.
No. They did not attend the after party.
Why do I keep...
I think Chris might...
Chris was there because...
Are y'all on a first name basis now?
I can't remember his last name.
Hemsworth.
Okay. Hemsworth.
Oh, yeah.
Chris Hemsworth might have...
Is it Hemsworth or Hemsworthy?
I don't know.
I don't know. He's
Helms.
Certainly
Hemsworth. No, there's no L. Because it's Ed Helms and then Chris Hemsworth. Worthy.
I was surprised at how short Ed Helms is. He's not much taller than you are, Lisa.
No, he's not.
It's disappointing. I used to watch him for years on The Daily Show. I was like, there's a cute one.
He was nice. Everybody was really
nice.
He's
getting married in 2 weeks.
No way. I thought he was gay.
No, we talked with his future in-laws and his mother. His mother was there as well. His mother lives in Georgia, so she went to a lot of the... I think she was there every day when they were shooting in Georgia. She was on set, and she's as proud as can be. She's just so sweet.
Yeah, she was very nice. And then, of course, we met Christina Applegate and Ed Helms and everybody.
Chevy Chase.
They made a Wally World Park for the party, so they had loud music playing, so it was very hard to talk to him because, he couldn't hardly hear you.
Oh, Leslie Mann was Audrey?
Yeah.
I like Leslie.
There's
Mann.
Some inside jokes that I don't know about her character that everybody was laughing at, but I don't get it.
Well, I can't stand her voice. Like when I hear her, I want to choke her out.
Oh, I like her.
She's married to Judd Apatow or whatever. So she's in all those movies.
Yeah.
They've got a couple kids. That's all I know. I can't stand her.
Well, her part. Hi. She's Thor's husband.
She's
her wife.
Really her wife is her voice is really whiny. And she's like, I don't know. Do you know, like her and Reese Witherspoon are two actresses I can't watch. Everyone else I like.
I'm going to start playing them every time you call me.
Witherspoon is a fake Southern Belle. She's like, I'm so sweet. And she's not.
Yes. And then we met the two kids. We talked to the kids are nice.
Those kids are really adorable. Chris, give us a reminder. We've got a Mouse Chat meetup coming in a couple months. What do we know?
On October 17th, we're going to be meeting up in the Magic Kingdom at 11 o'clock in the morning for an exciting scavenger hunt. And we will have prizes. I know. Mm-hmm. You know what? I'm going to just come out and be honest. I hate scavenger hunts. However, I am unusual and everyone seems to love the scavenger hunts. And I always stand there kind of amazed as people run around looking for all these little clues and everything.
You really are unusual.
I know. And then they win and they're so excited and it's like, I beat you. You know, because
like
we
Inside
all,
Out, folks. Let's just put it that way.
I didn't like Inside Out except for anger and disgust. And I swear to God, even my kids were like, Mommy's going to like the angry guy the best. Anyway, that's beside the point. The point is, I don't like scavenger hunts, but you do. And so if you're going to be in the Magic Kingdom on October 17th at 11 o'clock in the morning, come say hello to us. We are going to meet up at, where are we meeting? I don't know.
Somewhere at the Magic Kingdom.
Somewhere in the Magic Kingdom. That's
details to follow.
Part of a scavenger hunt is you have to find
them.
We're
going to
post a clue on the mouse chat page.
I don't know. You
have to find us.
We'll have it on the mouse chat page. It's probably already on the mouse chat page. We always pick a spot and it ends up being the worst spot ever.
It was terrible the last time.
Right in the middle of the parade route.
Yeah. Having said that, it won't be at the hub if that helps. Maybe we could go ahead and meet in towns. No, that won't work either. We'll figure it out. But in any event, it's 11 o'clock, October 17th. You have to go to the mousechat.net page and sign up. It's free, but we need to know how many people are going to be there. There will be prizes. There will be ribbing between the winning teams and good-natured frivolity all around. Later on that night, things won't be quite as good-natured because at 7 o'clock at night, we're going to meet Wait, is it 7:30?
Are we posting that?
Jelly rolls? Yeah.
That's not the same night, is it? Oh, I'm sorry. My bad.
Okay. So it's 7:30 at Jelly Rolls. We're all going to meet up. And I'm especially looking forward to this because I enjoy anything that makes Steve unhappy and uncomfortable. And Steve hates piano bars. So I'm compiling a list of songs he hates right now.
But
so you
should come out because Sharpie and I are going to do a duet.
Sharpie, Lisa, and we're really doing it for Lisa and Sharpie, right? Because they love
me. No, me.
And Lauren loves it. Yeah.
Yeah. So you three nerds.
It's just you and Steve that are going to hang out on the boardwalk together.
No, we're going to sit there and watch it. He's going to behave. And when we play American Pie, hint, hint, and Cheeseburger in Paradise, which will always be also be requested, it's going to be great.
Sharpie and I are going to sing Hakuna Matata.
No, it's got to be Cheeseburger in Paradise. He hates that one. So anyway,
you can actually sing? Is this like karaoke piano bar as well?
So
like the
my
two things
experience,
I hate.
It was awful. So we went there back in February. It was January. And Lisa and Sharpie and I and some other friends that we know from Mouse Chat meetups all met up. And they like have two pianos and you make requests and then everybody sings. And it's so self-conscious and awful. And you want to sit in the corner and drink and pretend you're not there.
It's right up my alley, by the way.
Yeah. But some people enjoy it. And for those people, have at it. So it's 7:30. You do have to pay to get in. I think it's what, $12, $12.50 or something?
Something like that.
Yeah, there's a
they have there. Lots of alcohol there. I think Sharpie can attest to the how strong the, what did you have? It's like this big punch. It was this huge cup.
Fantastic. It was called the Jelly Roll something or other, but it was fantastic.
Okay. And so come join us because we're very friendly and we love everyone. Not really. No, we're very friendly and we would love to hang out with you and meet up. And I don't know if there's a sign up page for that either. Is there?
Yeah, there's a sign up page on mousechat.net for both events. And they're both no charge. You know, we're not charging any fees or anything. Right. We're just trying to get a total so we know about how many people are going to show up.
We really want to know how many people are going to come because we don't want it to feel like Steve's prom night experience where he's sitting waiting for someone to show up and nobody does.
Like, I know so. I invited at least 15 girls to this thing. One of them will show.
Your sister showed up and she looked lovely in her dress.
Okay, and I think this is about where we're going to wrap up the show, Lisa.
All right, thank you so much. I would like to thank pixievacations.com for sponsoring the podcast. Don't forget to contact Lauren, Sharpie, or Chris if you are interested in booking one of your vacations. And if you like our shows, you can go to iTunes and also our mousechat.net webpage to download them. If you've got comments or questions for us, please send those to us at comments@mousechat.net. Thanks again for listening, and please join us again next time on Mousechat.